Previously on Legends.
Oh yeah! This is Siren Radio 107.3.
There's a reason I chose Coldplay this evening, and that's because their music to me does a lot to say and portray many things. Yes, there is heartbreak and sadness, but there is also signs of strength, unity, and standing together. With a career that spans over three decades, nine Brit Awards, and not one, but seven Grammy Awards, alongside multiple record-breaking sell-out live tours, Coldplay have encapsulated themselves as one of the most legendary bands of the past 20 years.
The new Siren Radio
107.3.
Back in June 2017, we paid tribute to Coldplay for Legends on what was then Siren FM. Now we're Siren Radio, and I thought, once again, it would be time to revisit a previous legend. And that's what we're doing tonight, as we dive into the discography of Coldplay. Stay tuned, this is Sparks.
Till I drive you away, I know what you'll say. You say, oh, someone you know. But I promise you this, I'll always look out for you.
listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week we head back to June 2017, where we paid tribute to another one of my favourite bands, Coldplay, and tonight we continue our journey into their discography with a part two episode. You can give your thoughts on tonight's show by texting us on 07797 800 716. That's 07797 800 716, or tweet us at Siren FM. We also have our dedicated Facebook page, Siren Radio, and if you missed any of these details, you can find it on our website, sirenonline.co.uk. Now we're going back to early Coldplay now for a great track, one that I've only just rediscovered recently in the build-up and planning for this show. In My Place by Coldplay for Legends on Siren Radio. Love song from Coldplay. This one is about a guy who loves a girl who doesn't reciprocate. He is telling her that he will always wait for her, but he doesn't think that she should stay where she is any longer. Chris Martin is a big fan of Ian McCulloch, lead singer and founder of the Liverpool band Echo and the Bunnymen. Martin wore McCulloch's coat when he recorded this song, and it won the 2002 Grammy Award for Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal. The simple performance video was directed by Sophie Muller, who helmed clips for the band's Trouble and Fix You videos as well. We continue our journey into the history of Coldplay now with another great song coming up after this.
Siren Radio.
Lincoln and Proud.
Honey, you are a rock upon which I stand, and I come here to talk. I hope you understand. The green eyes, yeah, the spotlight shines upon. How could anybody deny you? I came here with a load, and it feels so much lighter. Honey, you should know that I could never go on without you. Green eyes, honey, you are the sea upon which I flow, and I came here to talk. I think you should know.
Is a love song written by lead singer Chris Martin about how his life has been so much better ever since he met her, and that he could never go on without her. Martin wrote it for another girl before he met Gwyneth Paltrow. He later said that he doesn't perform it live anymore because he says it's not right. But then again, since his divorce, you never know, we may hear this beautiful tune once again. This acoustic little ditty from the second album from Coldplay's 2002's A Rush of Blood to the Head is actually one of the only songs, if not the only Coldplay song, that I'd never heard before I started planning this episode. But when I announced that I was doing Coldplay, a fan of the show, Ian from Edinburgh, got in touch and said that he'd request this one. So we went with it, and I'm really glad that he pointed me in its direction. It comes from, it was really the epitome of Coldplay's early days with its acoustic beginning and full band crescendos. Anyone that tries to deny this song is, in Martin's own worlds, in Martin's own words, out of their minds. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. Tonight we pay tribute to Coldplay, and this is The Speed of Sound. About being both inspired and overwhelmed. Chris Martin says that he was going through a rocky period when he wrote it, which makes it one of his least favourite Coldplay songs to perform live, since he associates it with that time. It debuted on the US charts at number 8, which meant that Coldplay became only the second UK male group in history for the Hot 100 to have a single debut inside the top 10. The only other group from the UK to do this is the Beatles, so some great company there. Just a little fact for you all, the Spice Girls are the only female group to achieve that feat also. There are some similarities between this song and a previous Coldplay hit, Clocks, The piano riff at the beginning is essentially the same as the one from Clocks, with every second note taken out. X and Y sold 464,471 copies in its first week in the UK. It topped the album charts in 32 countries, including the US, where it was the only UK album to top the US chart in 2005. It won the 2006 Brit Award for Best British Single, and in the UK, it peaked at number 2 behind Axel F by The Crazy Frog. Imagine missing out on number 1 because of The Crazy Frog. Well, this next song was a massive hit for Coldplay. It went number 1 in the UK singles charts. Let's take a listen. This is Talk. Received permission from electronica band Kraftwerk to use the main riff from their song Computer Love for this track, Talk, replacing Kraftwerk synthesizers with guitars, and at the beginning, at the same time, creating a completely different song. The band recorded 3 separate versions of the track. The one found on X and Y was based on an early cut of the song. A newer version of the track, with a different set of lyrics, was leaked onto the internet in March 2005. Talk was originally intended to be a B-side for the single Speed of Sound, before becoming the last addition to the X and Y track listing. Frontman Chris Martin explained to NME, "What happened with Talk is that it was all going great, and then someone said, that should be the first single, and we all just freaked out and scrapped it all. I hate choosing singles, it's so hard, but when we heard it mixed properly, it sounded mega."
The new Siren Radio.
We keep things going with a party atmosphere now. Violet Hill, 2008, Coldplay.
It was a long and dark December. From the rooftops I remember there was snow, white snow.
That this was Coldplay's first attempt at a protest song. He added that the song is a nod to the Beatles, and Violet Hill is a street near Abbey Road. After this song was offered as a free download for a week on Coldplay.com in April of that year, such was the demand that the site crashed. The week after this song was made available for free for download, it still sold sufficient copies for it to be debuting at number 8 on the UK chart and 40 on the Billboard Hot 100. Drummer Will Champion told Q Magazine that this song's bluesy Lennon-esque sound was, he said, we really tried to make it sound like this great big machine and was slightly knackered afterwards. Something that's slow and grinding. I'm sure people won't get that. A psychedelic title? Violet Road is a Violet Hill is a road in St John's Wood, North West London. Always great to get the insight from members of the band. But now I think it's time that we once again slow things down. And this is one thing I love about Coldplay and this show. We get to see all the different sides of the artists that we're paying tribute to. Tonight, Coldplay for Legends on Siren Radio. This is Strawberry Swing. Chris Martin actually explained to Rolling Stone magazine that his mum comes from Zimbabwe, so he spent a lot of time there. He said, "I used to work in a studio where people played that all the time." Producer Brian Eno provides the hand claps at the beginning of this number, and Martin actually told MTV News that if you listen very closely, you can hear him complaining about the tempo at the beginning of the song. If you're tuned in and thinking you've already missed a few Coldplay classics, or that I've missed some out, then there's a good reason for that, and that's because tonight's episode is a part two follow-up episode to a show that I did way back in 2017, June 2017 to be precise. And you can find that online on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. Just go to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com. You'll also soon be able to find a backlog of my shows on sirenonline.co.uk. Go check that out.
Siren Radio.
Siren.
A fresh sound for Lincoln.
Of another great song from Coldplay tonight as we pay tribute to them for legends on Siren Radio. This is Every Teardrop is a Waterfall.
I turn the music up, I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song.
Single from their fifth studio album, released digitally on June 3rd, 2011. Martin was inspired to write the upbeat song after hearing the dance track Ritmo de la Noche by Lorca during a nightclub scene in Javier Bardem's film Beautiful. The track is based on I Go to Rio, hence Alan and Anderson's credits as writers on this tune. Chris Martin explained the song's meaning in an interview with Music Week. He said, "The central theme of the record, Paradise, is kind of about this as well. He's trying to turn bad things into good things somehow. We as a band have been through some funny incidents in terms of people being aggressive towards us or whatever. And a lot of the record is fueled by a kind of fire which comes from turning that negativity into positivity. And I think everyone in their life has something like that." Tonight we pay tribute to Coldplay for Legends on Siren Radio. And coming up next is a great collaboration. Let's take a look at the first time ever that Coldplay collaborated with an artist for a whole track. This is Coldplay featuring Rihanna, Princess of China. Stay tuned to Legends on Siren Radio.
Fast as I can, I got to go, I got to go. Once upon a time we fell apart, you're holding in your hands the two halves of my heart. Oh, 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 oh.
Coldplay and Rihanna is a song that features a string loop and a hip-hop arrangement, making it one of the band's least Coldplay-esque tunes. Lyrically, the song finds Martin writing from a female point of view. He told NME, "I found that with Viva La Vida, I enjoyed writing from someone else's perspective to actually get out what I was feeling. That song is from a girl's perspective. I wonder what that says about me." The song features Rihanna duetting with Chris Martin, and the Coldplay frontman admitted to The Sun that it took him a while to finally muster up the nerve to ask the superstar pop princess to contribute some vocals. "The album is designed as a whole piece," he said. "It has boy and girl lead characters, and a top of our list for the girl part was Rihanna. But it took a while to pluck up the courage to ask her." He continued to say, "We did a show in Las Vegas and I met her and I said, 'Do you think there's any chance?' He said, 'I was very Hugh Grant-like and spluttering about it." Rihanna's vocals surprised Martin. He said, "She had such an amazing voice, and it's so different to mine. When the vocal happened, I thought, wow, you sound different. But I think that's also because she's singing a different song to what we're used to hearing from her, and it was written by a bloke from Devon." I love Chris Martin's attitude. That's one of the reasons why Coldplay are one of my favourite bands personally. And that's why tonight we have revisited them once again for Legends on Siren Radio. Another great track coming up next. This is Magic. Stay tuned, we've still got about 15 more minutes of Legends on Siren Radio.
I'm
Coldplay in 2013 during the sessions for Ghost Stories at their purpose-built studios, The Bakery and the Beehive in North London. Explaining the song to BBC Radio 1's Zane Lowe, Martin said, "It's not a question of you either really love someone or you really hate someone. It's more nuanced than that, especially with the modern world's complications. Like travelling and all the stuff that comes to life, the illness and addiction and all sorts of things. It's just saying," he added, "ultimately, there is magic between two people, no matter what anyone else thinks." Martin told Zane Lowe that the song came from a jam with the rest of Coldplay, making it one of the band's first songs not kickstarted by the frontman himself. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio, and we've still got one or two more songs to come, paying tribute to Coldplay. Next up, it's time for one of the more modern Coldplay songs. Do you prefer early Coldplay, later Coldplay? Most people are split. Myself, I like them both. This is Adventure of a Lifetime.
Turn your magic on, with me she'd say. Everything you want to dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me. And I feel my heart beating. I feel my heart underneath my skin. I feel my heart beating. You make me feel like I'm alive.
Vigorated Chris Martin singing about finding love and feeling alive again. Coldplay's previous album, Ghost Stories, was a downbeat affair featuring broody electronica tracks inspired by Martin's conscious uncoupling from his ex-wife, Gwyneth Paltrow. However, A Head Full of Dreams is a far more colourful, uplifting record. Speaking to Nick Grimshaw, Martin described the LP as the sound of us being free and happy once again and being very grateful to be in our group. We are coming towards the end of tonight's show as we paid tribute once again to Coldplay for Legends on Siren Radio. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes or in fact any of my other shows and chill, backlog of Squabblebox, any of that lot of stuff, you can find it on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. Also find out more about the show on sirenonline.co.uk, where you can also find the schedule, which has all the great shows that are going on and being broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from Siren Towers. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends. Thank you for joining me for Legends on Siren Radio as we once again paid tribute to Coldplay. And I leave you tonight with one of their newest releases, a collaboration with the Chainsmokers. And it goes something
Siren Radio.
Like Siren Radio, where the music you love lives.
The Chainsmokers, not the Chainsmokers. Goes something just like this.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Something just like this. Testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman unrolls the suit before he lived. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this.
tuning in tonight to Legends on Siren Radio as we pay tribute to Coldplay. Come back next week from 9 o'clock on Wednesday. But next up, it's the news. Stay tuned to Siren Radio.
I want something just like this.